Carolyn Binder and Jim McKinney rejoining you from the press box at Matawan High School, where at the half, the Wildcats trailing Portage Central 21-0. A couple of other scores to get to you. St. Joe 21-6 at the half over Stevensville Lakeshore. That's a surprising score. Yeah, drawing a couple of wilds from the crew up here in the press box. And also a halftime score, Battle Creek Central 13, Coldwater 7. And here at Matawan High School, it's 21-0 in favor of Portage Central as the Wildcats, Alec Vanderweerd, getting set to kick this away. So a couple of different kick formations for the Wildcats. And that rolls at the 20, trying to contain it there and brought down inside the 10 is going to be number two, Jared Davis. Had some trouble handling that kickoff and maybe an early break for the Wildcats.
Yeah, we talked about it at halftime. Madeline's got to stop the Mustangs and stop them cold here. And what better way to do it with the ball sitting on the 4-yard line?
Mark them inside the 10 to the 4-yard line and staring inside, or staring at the shadow of their own goal line is going to be Portage Central to start this half. They're up 21-0. Two backs behind Mergener and charging straight up the middle of the field is Davis. A little bit of breathing room over the 10 to the 13-yard line.
8 yards. And again, Portage Central getting that 7-8 yards on the first down. Carolyn gives them an easy second down.
Just underway here in the second half. They'll give them a gain of 8. Second down and 2 coming up from the 12-yard line. Handoff goes to Allen, and he flies over the far side of the field, trying to leap over a defensive lineman, and a good takedown there.
What if Kyle Hedden was a wrestler, too, from that one? Because Allen tried to get over him, but hadn't got enough of him to knock him down. But he did get the first down, Carolyn.
Yeah, good tackle there and a good stop by Hedden, but first down yardage for Allen. First down and 10 from the 16-yard line now. And again, trying to leap through the defensive line. That time was Jared Davis.
A lot of air activity here on the end.
10:53 remaining, third quarter just underway here in the second half. 21-0, the score in favor of Portage Central. Gain of 2 by Davis will bring up a second down and 8. Quickly to the line, trying to find some space on the near side of the field.
You know, that's kind of Carolyn, the handoff didn't even develop at all.
We've seen that a couple of times, the delayed, you know, creeping along the far side just on the delayed handoff. Allen took the handoff and no room for him to roam. He was brought down for a loss of 1, third down and 9 now coming up, and a very crucial third down for not only the offense, because it's always crucial on offense, you want to get first down, but for the defense. Even more so, Matawan's defense wants to stand tall here on third down and 9. And it's passed all the way, bootleg, and tripped up. Mergener tripped up behind the line of scrimmage for a loss. And
he could chop bottom.
Yeah, again, shot with the stop. And, man, he is coming up in some big ways for the Wildcats tonight. We'll bring up a fourth down and 10. And you have to imagine prime field position coming up for Matawan as their punter for Portage Central standing inside the 5-yard line. Mickey Losian will handle a bit of a high snap.
Oh, nice punt.
Yeah, great punt to the 48-yard line. Scrambling across the 50 is Kyle Clock. So they will start inside Portage Central territory. The first look at the Matawan offense here in the second half. 9:11 remaining, third quarter. And a crucial offensive position now coming out for the Wildcats, trailing 21-0.
This is a must-have, Carolyn. They have to score on this possession. I mean, they really do. They stopped Porter Central called. They got the ball back inside Mustang territory. Now they need to start pounding it on the Mustangs. They need to score on this series, though.
Three backs behind the quarterback, Kurtz, and defensive penetration immediately bringing down the running back for a loss. That was Hunter Anthony. Tried to get the left side and tried to go around the near side of the field, and Max Ryan with the penetration and the takedown, loss of five.
Looked a lot different from his first run, didn't it? Anthony worked off about a 40 or 50-yard run in the first half.
Second down and 15 coming up, 8:36 remaining opening, or third quarter, excuse me.
Oh, opening drive of the third quarter.
Opening drive of the third quarter for Mattawan. Handoff goes up the middle for maybe a game. Kyle Hedden up the middle. Corey Carr in on the stop for Portage Central. We'll call it no gain. And now third down and 15.
Big, big down for Mattawan. Can't understate that. They really need to get a first down.
Looks like run all the way. Parker Curtis with three backs behind him and a false start prior to the snap. And that's not going to help your case on third and 15.
No, because now it's third and 20 and you're a little bit deeper. And Mattawan, other than on the Anthony's first run, hasn't really been able to rip off a big amount of yardage at one time, and but they're forced into a situation where they have to. I would imagine this is probably two down territory for Coach Stevens, given the situation. But still, you put yourself in a position where it's almost a country mile, not quite. Acre maybe.
Third down and 20 coming up. 7:43 remaining third quarter. We've already chunked off almost 5 minutes of this third quarter. Tight end in motion. They fake the handoff, and Curtis is brought down at the 35-yard line. Back to pass. Lots of pressure is finally brought down by Derek Ulay. Derek Ulay in on the stop for Portage Central.
That could be his second sack tonight. I think he had one in the first half as well. Ulay's played a good game for the Mustangs. He's gotten good penetration on most plays. Curtis is the punter, too, Kevin, so you never, I would imagine he's going to have to try to punt this away and away from the Mustangs so that the ball can take a good bounce and get down at least within the 20 or 30 yard line.
Curtis in the punt formation on fourth down and 25, sidestepping and boots a high kick, catching it on the run at the 40. We thought there was maybe a fumble, but there's a flag on the play. Waiting for the call on the flag.
I don't know if it was a flag. I think they just threw a beanbag out there.
Oh, the beanbag.
Was.
Okay.
So.
But it was fumbled. I had that.
Yeah, the
fumble that was recovered by Portage Central.
The official threw it like a flag. He fooled you.
There's been a few flags in tonight's game.
Yeah, just a few.
6:42 remaining. Third quarter, Portage Central takes over. First down and 10 from the 43-yard line. And a fumble. Ball hits the deck. Looks like a miscommunication on the handoff. Portage Central will recover. It'll be second down and 10, so a lucky break for the Mustangs as they'll gain 5 yards in the process there.
Not exactly a play Coach McEnders, I think, had in his playbook, but you know what? You'll take anything you can get. Second down and about maybe a long four.
We'll mark it on the 47-yard line. Handoff goes up the middle, slipping tackles all the way across the 40 to the 39. Is Paul Lewis. We've heard from him a couple of times in that first half, and he's a slippery little guy up to the across the 35-yard line.
And this is the kind of drive that Portage Central really, really wanted and Matawan really, really didn't. They had the opportunity to try to get back in points on the board. Now Portage Central moving. And if they can score this time, then the fat lady may not be seeing, but she's got the atomizer.
And another miscommunication on the snap. Matawan thinks they have it. Ball hits the deck. They don't. I guess, again, the second time we've seen on this drive.
Well, I'm going to ask you, Carolyn, because we did talk to some coaches who were down on the field, and they said that it's colder down there than it is up here, obviously. Is there some sort of condensation issue going on down there where the ball is a little bit wet, and they're just having issues on the exchange?
The second miscue on the snap. Jacob Allen rumbling up the far side of the field, and he's close to the first down marker, just a little shy on second down and 11.
So it's going to create third down and short, and again, Portage Central's offense is set up beautifully for any down and short. Paul Lewis has been kind of an underrated player.
And I was going to say, they just really started getting Lewis into the mix. We've seen, obviously, most of the carries coming from Allen. As the handoff goes up the middle and flipping some tackles over the 20 to the 15, what do you know, Paul Lewis?
Wow.
Lewis with another nice
camper,
breaks the tackle.
It's got to be refreshing for Coach Enders to be able to use a third running back, because now he's able to give Jared Davis a break.
Yeah.
Davis comes back in the game, and now he's fresh. And I think Allen's going to take a little bit of a breather.
And this is the advantage of having such a senior-laden team and getting a guy like Davis, Paul Lewis, some touches, the junior running back, and getting him some quality minutes, giving your workhorses a little bit of a breather.
1-2 punch and a run in the backfield, and we're on to number 2.
First down and 10 from the 15. Handoff goes to Lewis. He slips one tackle, which was a sure tackle after a short gain. Gets a few more yards out of it on first down and 10.
Paul Lewis is taking full advantage, Carolyn, of his opportunity to play. I mean, obviously when you've got Jared Lewis and you've got Jacob Allen and you've got two power running backs, but I want to tell you, I'm impressed with Paul Lewis, and he's earning his spies.
After a sure tackle at the line of scrimmage, Lewis good for a gain of 5 on second down and 5. The delay, into the end zone is Paul Lewis and Pader.
Jared Davis on the carry, but still, wow. You know, the most things just take the ball and ram it down your throat. That's what they do on offense. And they've got 3 running backs and a quarterback, all of whom can run the ball.
I wonder if Paul Lewis was even on the radar, because he had really seemingly come out of nowhere doing much of the legwork on this drive. Jared Davis into the end zone, and everybody doing their fair share of slipping tackles through this Matawan defensive line. Davis into the end zone for a touchdown and pending the extra points, which is up. And good. That's hooked left. So the missed extra point. The touchdown giving Portage Central a 27-0 advantage. Third quarter, 3:27 remaining. And really, certainly danger zone time for Matawan.
Yeah, like I said, you know, she's got her atomizer and she's warming up. But, you know, the one thing you can count on with Coach Stevens is his teams don't give up, and they will fight the rest of the way. So I would not be at all surprised if Matawan's goal now is to be the second team to score against Portage Central this year and to try to make the game, score-wise, a little bit more respectable. You know, you look down on the Matawan sideline, kids all have their heads up. We're all in the game. We're staying into things. And, there's still an opportunity for them to act back in the game, but they don't have a lot of time. The whole time, they've got about 15 and a half minutes to try to get 28 points on the board and then hold the team that's been able to score kind of a little in the long drives. That's kind of a tall order. But, you know, we've seen crazier things happen in high school football.
Paul Lewis, the junior running back, running all over the Matawan defense on that drive, but it was Jared Davis taking it into the end zone. Portage Central owns a 27-0 third quarter lead, 3:27 remaining as Mickey Losi gets set to kick things away. High end over end kick through the end zone and will be brought out to the Matawan 20-yard line. What do you do if you're Matt Stevens trying to neutralize this running game, because you certainly got Jared Davis and Jacob Allen on your radar? What do you do about Paul Lewis?
Yeah, that he's as hard to stop as the other two are, and I've got to tell you the truth, Carolyn. I'm thinking that we're going to see more of Paul Lewis here in the rest of the game and less of Jacob Allen and Jared Davis. They may be rotating them, and Paul Lewis is going to get the brunt of the rushes for the Border Central Mustangs, because in this situation, he has the opportunity to rest his big guns, and you don't get that very often.
Back under center, Parker Curtis hands off up the middle. Flipping through the defensive line of Portage Central is Harley Gall, the senior running back for the Wildcats.
That is first rush tonight? I believe it is.
I believe it is, too. His first touch of tonight's game. Gall slips up about 4 yards. Bring up a second down and 6. Try right up the middle again on that Portage Central defensive line. Not a whole lot going on there in the teeth of that defense. Kyle Hedden that time with the carry for the Wildcats. Give him a gain of 1.
You know, Carolyn, while I'm watching the defense for the Mustangs, and obviously the defensive line did a good job, but the linebackers are getting kind of a break here because Curtis hasn't thrown the ball very much, and they can actually cheat a little. And so you're seeing the linebacking core for the Porter Central Mustangs up a little closer to the line of scrimmage than you would expect, and that gives them an advantage when they're trying to stop that run.
Third down and a long 4 coming up from the Matawan 27-yard line. Handoff again up the middle for the Wildcats and stops almost immediately. We'll bring up a 4th down and 4. Alex Vanderweerd, with the carry.
11 defenders on the Porter Central defense. 6 of them got up off that pile. So over half of the defense was where the running back was, and that does not bode well at all. So Madeline's going to have to kick the ball away with a little over a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. And Porter Central has nobody back.
No one back for Porter Central, you're right. A little bit of a rugby-style kick bouncing at the Porter Central 45-yard line and downed there. That's where the Mustangs will take over. 1st down and 10, 1:17 remaining in the third quarter, and Portage Central owns a 27-0 lead over Matawan. Here from Matawan High School, Carolyn Binder and Jim McKinney, glad to have you along with us on 1660 The Fan. We're streaming around the world on 1660thefan.com. Thanks in part to Edward Rosenson's, proud sponsor of high school football on 1660 The Fan, where you'll look for an apartment, but you'll find a home. Visit edwardrose.com today. The pitch going back to Jared Davis, and he scampers across the far boundary. Another gain, good gain on 1st down, gain of 8, maybe 9, will bring up a 2nd down and short.
Yeah, the A-team back in for the Mustangs. You see Jacob Allen back in and Lewis or Davis back in as well. And this, you know, like I said, this is a perfect situation for the Mustangs, Carolyn. This is the type of offense they run. They can grind it out, but they always have that ability to possibly snap off a big one. And now our favorite player is back in, Paul Lewis.
Paul Lewis in the backfield on 2nd down and 2, just in the Matawan territory at the 48-yard line. Lewis charging forward for a 1st down and then some across the 40-yard line. Lots of room there for him to roam, and he does so.
I really am going to be interested to see what his totals are by the end of the game, because he's been able to rip off quite a few big runs here, and he's got to be approaching 60 or 70 yards for the game. You know, same running style as Allen. He runs straight up and runs over people.
Really north and south for both of those guys. I was going to say Lewis having kind of a Reggie Bush type night, setting up – setting up guys for scores. Let's see what his totals are in the postgame show. In the meantime, 28 seconds and counting on first down and 10 from the Mattawan 29-yard line. And tripped up himself.
Michael Kuchenbach
on the carry.
Yeah, I remember
him, and he had all kinds of room once again and got tripped up by the green monster.
Yeah, you know, every once in a while the field makes a tackle, and you got to give him credit.
Yeah, there is a flag on the play.
I didn't see the flag this time. Normally, in the other ones, it was like whammo, you know what I mean? See three of them flying out all over the place. Could have been a face mask. Of course, I'd say that, and, you know.
9.6 seconds remaining in this third quarter. Referees continue to talk about it at the Mattawan 35-yard line. Personal foul whistled against Portage Central. A 15-yard penalty whistled against Portage Central, and that's got to be something that Nick Enders has just got to continue to pull his hair out about, because your team's up 27-0. You're just trying to hold things together, and then your team committing penalties like that.
Yeah. There's going to be some wind sprints this week over the others.
And that will be the end of the third quarter on that note. After three quarters from Mattawan High School, it's Portage Central 27, Mattawan nothing. We'll be back with the fourth quarter after this on 1660 The Fan.
Meyer is once again proud to present live high school sports on 1660 The Fan. Make sure you stop by Meyer for all of your tailgating needs. From all of the meat for the grill, to salads, to vegetables, to desserts, to everything you'll need to serve that food upright, Meijer has it all, and at prices that you'll love, because at Meijer, the math works in your favor. Make sure you stop by Meijer to check out the M Perks Club, and tune in to live high school sports during 2013, brought to you by Meijer.
You want your landscape to look perfect, to be the envy of the neighborhood. Then your first stop should be Romance Gardens. Right now, you'll save 25% on all remaining fruit trees, 33% on all perennial plants. Rose bushes are 20% off, excluding knockouts. Save 15% on all shade and ornamental trees, and 15% on male and female combination blue holly. Romance Gardens is on Shaver Road, just south of Center in Portage, or visit them online at romancegardencenter.com.
High school, where we are heading into the fourth quarter, and it is Portage Central 27, Mattawan nothing, and just continued domination offensively for the Mustangs, showing why they have outscored their opponents 103-7 through the first 2 weeks of this football season. Mattawan crowding the line of scrimmage there, getting great defensive penetration for the opening play of the fourth quarter, trying to do anything to slow down this Portage Central offense.
Well, I think they're taking advantage of the fact that they know Mosier is not going to slow the ball with a 27-0 lead in the fourth quarter. And that time, running right up the middle, the entire defense was up on the line, including the defensive backs, Carol, and stuff. It was like, well, you know you're going to run, you know, we're going, and now it's third down and a little less than an acre. But Portage Central does have the ability to get around the outside and possibly get a first down.
Third down and 17 from the Mattawan 46-yard line. The pitch going back and getting some running room. Slips a bunch of tackles. Michael Kuchenbach all the way inside the 10-yard line, and a touchdown-saving tackle inside the 5-yard line. There is a flag on the play. But is there any person on this Portage Central offense that cannot run the football? Michael Kuchenbach, the senior running back, slipping all kinds of tackles through the heart of the Mattawan defense, nearly into the end zone. Wants to wait on the flag, though.
I think the other kid is the one over there at crutches on the sideline who's hurt. Yeah, I think he's the only one that possibly... Coach Enders continues to get running backs and put them out there and have them succeed. They're waving off the flag.
They'll wave the flag off. So mark the ball inside the 5-yard line. First and goal coming up
for the Mustangs, Michael Kuchenbach, a guy near the end of my spotting chart,
yes.
But he's there. Number 20, making some big contributions in this second half as the Mustangs own a 27-0 lead over Mattawan, and they are knocking on the door once again to start this fourth quarter. Kuchenbach on the right side of the backfield, and he'll get the ball. There's a flag on the play.
This may be a hold.
Ben Reed in on the tackle for Mattawan. Holding against Portage Central is the call, so that will back them up.
Kuchenbach was going around to the left, Carolyn, and one of the blockers for Portage Central unfortunately grabbed his opponent from Mattawan, and it would have been a good block if it had been legal, but, and it did help spring Kuchenbach out there.
First and goal from the 16-yard line coming up after the penalty. 11:02 remaining in the game. Portage Central leads Mattawan 27-0.
You know, you never want to say that a penalty is good, but in this situation, it's not that bad for Portage Central because it just gives them another opportunity to run the ball and maybe add a play to run time off the clock.
Handoff goes to Kuchenbach again, and he is brought down at the 20-yard line. A good stop for a loss there. Jeremy Hanley in on the tackle for Mattawan. And the Mattawan defense, credit to them, because they have been continually tested here tonight. And I know the score says 27-0, but they're keeping their heads high, and they're going after it. Yeah, they are. And a nice tackle for a loss that time.
They're giving up chunks of yardage here and there, but they haven't given up really the big, long play as of yet.
Second and goal from the 20-yard line. Pitch goes back to Kuchenbach, and he's met immediately in the backfield and brought down.
That is except for the Kuchenbach run all the way down in the inside. But look, yeah, look where they're at. They stop him. They put the ball at about the 24, 23-yard line, and it's third down in 23.
Another loss, and third down and goal from the 23-yard line.
Now it's an acre.
Now
anything over 20 yards is an acre.
That's an official measurement,
yeah.
By the way.
Uh-huh.
As the pitch goes, fake the pitch, and the pass is wide open for Max Ryan, even faked me out. So the connection between Ryan Mergener and Max Ryan into the end zone, and what is that, the first pass we've seen from Portage Central tonight, and it goes for a touchdown for the Mustangs, pending the extra point, 33-0 now the lead for Portage Central.
So the running game, Carolyn, waited until now to set up the pass, and they hit the pass with 9:16 to go.
Mickey Losi in for the extra point. Mergener the hold. The kick is up and through the uprights, 34-0 now the advantage. 9:15 remaining in the game. Stay tuned for our post-game coverage brought to you by Edward Rosen Sons, where you'll find an apartment, or you look for a home, but you'll find...
You look for an apartment, but you'll find a home.
Isn't that your spot?
That is mine.
All right. Visit EdwardRose.com today. We'll also, et cetera, a player of the game featuring over 20 HDTVs, great food and drink specials all week long. Visit Wings, et cetera, in Portage and Kalamazoo for a taste of their award-winning jumbo wings. Check out the menu on wingsetc.net. And glad to have Wings, et cetera, in the high school football and basketball family.
Yeah, it's our first week with them, and we welcome them very much. And you need to go in because those are so good.
Oh, man. The wings are absolutely amazing.
Yes.
I personally like the honey barbecue, but I know some people go for a little bit more fire.
Nothing.
They've got it all, though, at Wings, et cetera.
Yeah,
a couple of locations for you as well in Portage and Kalamazoo.
Got a Tigers score 6-1 over the Royals. So
that's good
stuff.
Yeah, 6.5 game lead in the AL Central.
Man, you know, there's no game lead that's safe in that Central. I swear. Just
especially the way the offense has been sputtering 6-1 is a good lead to have. And the short coach for the long and booming kick by Mickey Losey goes inside the five. That's where it's fielded. And breaking tackles going east to west, maybe when he should have gone north south. Kyle Hedden, though, with the great return from Madawan. And that's where they will they'll take over around the 30-yard line. They'll mark him right at the 30-yard line of the Wildcats. First down and 10.
Field gets a little bit of credit for that because you can see him cut back to try to go, and he slipped down. So we have a player down for Portage Central.
An injured Portage Central Mustang with 9:10 remaining in the fourth quarter. Madawan will have possession, first down and 10, trailing 34-0. And really would just like to see themselves get some points on the board. Lloyd Marks, the only team to score thus far on Portage Central, and that defense really showing why, and the offense flexing their muscles as well, particularly in the first half, but somewhat in the second half with kind of their backups. But even their backups are seniors that can run the football, catch the football, do whatever you want. Mick Enders really with all the weapons you would ever want in your arsenal this year.
Porter Central player was Zach Mendham, but he's running off the field on his own power. And you know, Karen, for as tough and as intense a game as this has been, for us to go all the way into the fourth quarter with about 9:10 to go before we actually had an injury, is you know, these two teams are playing really well. But I got to tell you, that's a tribute to both teams that the conditioning is that good, and that their physical abilities are that good. That they only, and that was a minor injury too, as Zach ran off the field. So that was good to see. Now what do you do? Well, let's see. Do you put some players in the game that haven't had a chance to play yet and see what they can do?
Out of the injury timeout, Parker Curtis under center with three backs behind him. And the handoff will go up the right side to Alex Vanderweer. We've seen him touch the ball a couple of times, and I think you start to get some new guys into the mix, not only just to get them some minutes on the field and some playing experience, but also to avoid injury in a game like this, whether you're the team on top or the team that's trailing.
Yeah.
No one wants to get hurt.
A lot of fight still in that Madawan team, I'll tell you. Oops.
Off the snap, we'll get a flag before the play and a false start whistled against Madawan on second down and 8. 8:29 remaining in the game. We'll back them up 5 yards.
I honestly think we've had more personal foul penalties in this game than we've had illegal procedure, you know, the little 5-yard ones. And that doesn't happen very often either. Like I said, I think both coaches are going to address that in the coming week. They're going to talk to their kids and say, look, you have to stay focused here, but that thing that's on the front of the helmet, you're not allowed to grab that at all, ever.
That's penalties in the first half.
Yeah.
Clean that up a little bit here in the second as the pop pass is bobbled and intercepted. Right idea by Parker Curtis. Brett Pashaw in on the pick for Portage Central, and that's just when, you know, when things are going wrong, they're really going wrong, because that pop pass has been there for Madawan virtually all game. That time, C.J. Huntley, the intended receiver for Parker Curtis, he bounced off of his hands and into the hands of Brett Pashaw, so Portage Central will take over off the turnover, first down and 10 in Madawan territory on the 42-yard line.
Yeah, anybody who's ever played football knows those two words, tip drill, and that's why you do it. Sam Vermeulen has been a quarterback, by the way.
A new quarterback, yes, for Portage Central, Sam Vermeulen.
And as usually happens when you get a new quarterback, you have some issues at the exchange, so it's going to be first and 15 now. I like this move by Coach Enders because his second-string quarterback is Mickey Losey. But do you really want your kicker out there playing in a 34-0 game and you have a quarterback who gives a junior who gets some valuable experience.
Yeah, on the depth chart, Nick Enders really has any number of players at his disposal, choosing to use Sam Vermeulen, the junior quarterback, in as replacing Ryan Mergener, who had a really good game, both, you know, mainly on the ground, and we saw, what, one pass?
Sure, for a touchdown.
For a touchdown, so no complaining. As the pass goes, or excuse me, the handoff goes to Kuchenbach. Michael, the senior running back, staying in the game and making contributions on the last offensive drive, gaining about 7.
Now it's just a matter of running out the clock for Purdue Central. Kuchenbach and Lewis on the backfield behind Vermeulen. So Davis and Allen getting a well-deserved rest as well as Mergener.
7:32 remaining, and setting up the play. We'll get a whistle before the snap. Maybe illegal substitution. Wait for the call.
Yep, the illegal substitution on the part of Purdue Central. So off we go.
And despite the amount of senior leadership on this team, when you've got guys that aren't normally playing consistent minutes, you're going to see a little bit of the loose ends kind of coming out right now. But 34-0, you might as well get the guys in and get some learning experience for them. There are learning curves, though, even if you are a senior or a junior, as we see out front of us for this Portage Central offense. Second down and 14 after the penalty as the handoff goes up the right side.
Kuchenbach.
To Kuchenbach again. Kyle Clock in on the stop for Mattawan. A gain of about 3 will bring up a third down and 11. Lewis and Kuchenbach in. And Kuchenbach the carry up the left side this time.
I'm Coach Mick Enders. I'm going to run a fourth down play. You might as well. The clock is running. You got about a little time to 6.5 to go in the game. You're 34-0 lead. You're in Madeline territory.
After this fourth down play from Portage Central, we'll get a timeout for a legal ID approaching the 9 o'clock hour and approaching 6 minutes remaining in this football game. Portage Central going for it on fourth down, up 34-0. And the Vermeulen handoff goes up the right side, and he will gain the, or be close to it.
Oh,
a fumble on the play. Recovered by Mattawan. They had the first down yardage, but coughed up the football. Kyle Clock in, and that's a great defensive play for him. He's been getting after it on defense and getting after that fumble to get the ball back for the Wildcats. And with that, we will pause for a legal ID. Pausing for a legal ID, this is 1660 The Fan.
The Huge Show, weekdays at 3 p.m. on 1660 WQLR Kalamazoo. 1660 The Fan.
And off the turnover, a Kyle Hedden run up the middle across the 50-yard line of 47. Not short of the 50-yard line, but first down and 10.
There are two things going on here now, Carolyn. Mattawan's totally focused on scoring the second touchdown against Portage Central that's been scored this year. Portage Central saying, oh, no, you won't. That's the game within the game now with 5.5 to go.
Clock running at 5 minutes, 30 seconds, and a big gainer that time for Kyle Hedden. First down and 10 from the Mattawan 48-yard line. Handoff up the middle. Across the 50 to the 46 again, Kyle Hedden. And a good runoff on first down will bring up
about second down and five.
It's a good game by the Wildcats. Again, it's that 5-6-7 range where you've got a nice second down and you know, 3, 4, or 5 to go. It sets you up for a number of plays that you normally can't run when you have second and long. So Curtis doing a good job of running the offense.
Curtis hands off, breaking a tackle, and slipping through the secondary. Levi LaBarre with the carry. And he is one guy I did not put on my spotting chart.
Well,
here on the here on the roster, but a great second down run for him. First down yardage deep into Portage Central Territory at the 27-yard line.
Coach Andrew is apparently not the only one that can pull running backs out of a hat here. This is the fourth running back, I think, from that one, and did a great job that time getting him closer to the end zone.
LaBarre with the first down run, first down and 10 from the 27-yard line. Handoff goes up the middle, breaking tackles and into the end zone. For a touchdown, Kyle Hedden, the senior running back, scoring only the 13th point against Portage Central this season. Kyle Hedden with the hesitation and just went right into the mouth of that Portage Central defensive line, slipping through the tackles and into the end zone. And some weight, even though the deficit remains, the weight kind of off the sideline here for Mattawan. They're going to keep the offense on the field. Looks like they're going to go for two, possibly.
Yeah, I've excited the sideline a little bit.
And they are going to line up and go for two. Three behind the quarterback. Slipping through is LaBarre.
Curtis.
On the quarterback keeper, Curtis faked everybody out. Faked me out. LaBarre into the end zone, but so is Parker Curtis. Good for two. Now the score 34-8 in favor of Portage Central. But lots of energy brought to the crowd here on the home side and the sideline for Mattawan with a great offensive possession, really doing what they've done for much of this game. The only difference is they get into the end zone.
Yeah, the Mattawan kids never ever going to, like I said, their heads were up. They were in the game. Coach Stevens, that's one of the hallmarks of his team, is they just don't give up. And, they're down. But yeah, now they look at the scoreboard and they're not being shut out. And, when you're shut out in football, that's just not, it's not fun at all. So, yeah, I know that little victories don't mean much to coaches, because if you ask them, they'll tell you it's to win the loss, and that's it. But this has got to make them happy. So, Kansas City scored 2 runs on the Tigers, now 6-3.
Yeah, a little update from the Diamond, 6-3, the lead for the Detroit Tigers over Kansas City, opening a weekend set with the Royals. 4:07 remaining here from Mattawan High School. And the Wildcats scoring only the 15th point against Portage Central this season.
It would appear that they were lining up for an onside kick.
And you know what? Gotta have some fun with it. You're
standing
4-8.
Just got the crowd excited. You do an onside kick and you get it. Hey, get 4:07. What's the same? You can't get back in the end zone. And Portage Central has their hands team on the front.
Alex Vanderweerd lining up for this onside kick.
Vanderweerd to kick off.
With the boot in it, rolling across the 50 and covered up there by Portage Central.
Yeah.
Right idea, though.
Yeah. Victor Ledbetter, who is on the depth chart as a quarterback, I believe. No, maybe not a quarterback, a running back. He is a wide receiver and a defensive back. So you put your hands up there, that's the part of the hands team. I even saw Jacob Allen out there.
4:05 remaining in the game. Portage Central takes over on the onside kick attempt by Mattawan. From their own 47-yard line, first down and 10, the Mustangs lead 34-8.
on first down. The handoff goes up the middle and stops at the line of scrimmage, maybe a short gain. Lewis on the carry.
That's one of the few times tonight Paul Lewis hasn't gotten at least 3 or 4 yards on the carry. That's when Madeline was waiting for him on the right hand side. But again, the clock is running merrily along and then firmly in the hands of Nick Andrews and the Florida Central Mustangs.
Sam Vermeulen still in at quarterback. They do give him the gain of 1, second down and 9. Handoff goes up the middle to Lewis, flipping some tackles, and finally dragged down near the 42-yard line. Chase Nichols in on the carry, or the stop, excuse me. And they're going to give him the first down. He was awful close.
He didn't have the first down until he was taken down.
Yeah.
So when he was taken down, he fell forward and he fell over when he got down graduated.
That's just field awareness.
Yes, it is.
Paul Lewis gaining the first down. Clock running at 3:10. The Mustangs lead 34-8. Vermeulen under center. Two backs behind him, a receiver out to the far side of the field. And Michael Kuchenbach with the carry stopped right at the line of scrimmage for no gain.
And it doesn't matter. I mean, it does matter. Yeah, I mean, obviously. But the thing is that it's a running play. It's going to run the clock. We're under 3 minutes to go. Essentially, this is what Porter Central wants to do. They're going to run 4 downs in this territory anyway. And if they turn the ball over, they turn the ball over with less than a minute, maybe less than 30 seconds to go. So this is exactly what they want to do.
No gain on the play. Second down and 10 coming up for the Mustangs. Goes right side to Kuchenbach.
Connor Gable. Another running back. Now, I'm looking at the depth chart here. Allen, Davis, Gabriel, Kuchenbach.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think who else got the ball tonight. Austin Tabor. So that's six?
Yeah.
Six different players. Bayshaw.
He got the interception. A total team effort here tonight for Portage Central.
If you count Mojana,
yeah,
that's seven. Seven different players running.
Seven different players again on the carry and the first down. 1:34 remaining, and it's anybody's guess who's going to remain to continue to get the ball. For Portage Central, you run a rotation like that, but certainly a positive take away, aside from the win here tonight for Portage Central, leading 34-8,
one down,
13 remaining.
I'm sorry, victory formation.
Yeah, the victory formation for Vermeulen with a minute to go, and we can get into it about the positives to take away for both sides. Of course, for Portage Central, the victory leading 34-8 as the clock winds under a minute, but also the fact that you got so many different guys making contributions both offensively and defensively.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and that's the big thing about this. Your big guns did what they were supposed to do, but the guys who have been backing them up are doing just as well, and that's gonna prove well for Coach McAndrews, especially if he has any kind of injury problems down the line.
Ivan takes the knee once again, and Portage Central 26 seconds away from remaining undefeated on this season. 3-0, 1-2 looking at Mattawan, who will take the loss here in the next 16 seconds. But going over to their sideline, Mattawan with some positives to take away as well. Of course, the loss, not one of them, 34-8 as the clock winds down. The final score, Portage Central 34, Mattawan 8. But they set up a lot of good things to continue through this Smack West and probably find success, but if you're going to say one of the harder teams they'll face was here tonight in Portage Central.
Yeah, and they didn't give up at all, Carolyn, and that's something that Coach
Stevens can take pride in with this crew. They really did a nice job. And they, too, ran more than one or two different guys. I think it was four or five people who touched the ball tonight for Madeline. So, again, they went deeper into their roster as well. The two things that the positive, real positives were that Portage Central had a lot of help on the offensive side of the ball and dominated when they needed to dominate it. Madeline did a good job of persevering and came through at the end to get the goal, and that was the score to try to break the shutout. And both teams can take away positives from this game.
Portage Central victorious here on the road in Madeline, beating the Wildcats 34-8. We'll have the Edward Rose post-game show coverage after this timeout right here on 1660 The Fan.
Featuring over 20 HD TVs and the best MLB and NFL packages around, Wings Etc. has all the games you want to watch. With locations in Portage and Kalamazoo, Wings features mouth-watering weekly food and drink specials. Add that to the delicious happy hour menu and you're sure to find something to quench your thirst and appetite. Visit them in Portage at their West Nidge Avenue location or in Kalamazoo off of M43 across from Walmart. Wings Etc., sports, beer, award-winning jumbo wings, and lots of other great stuff.
Meyer is once again proud to present live high school sports on 1660 The Fan. Make sure you stop by Meyer for all of your tailgating needs. From all of the meat for the grill, to salads, to vegetables, to desserts, to everything you'll need to serve that food upright, Meyer has it all, and at prices that you'll love, because at Meyer, the math works in your favor. Make sure you stop by Meyer to check out the M Perks Club, and tune in to live high school sports during 2013, brought to you by Meyer.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, we are there. When the world looks for truth, broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. And our web and social sites are among the most visited sites in our daily lives.
Do not go outdoors here in Ocean City right now.
When important moments happen, both big and small, we're the first informers to history. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station. In times of joy, in moments of grief, we are there. When the world looks for truth, broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. And our web and social sites are among the most visited sites in our daily lives.
Do not go outdoors here in Ocean City right now.
When important moments happen, both big and small, we're the first informers to history. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question. Guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. While you work or attend college, in return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The 34-8, the final score from Mattawan High School. The Portage Central Mustangs dominating and advancing to 3-0 on the season. For the home team, Mattawan Wildcats, they become just the second team to score on Portage Central in the three games they play, but they fall here tonight and fall to 1-2 on the season. A couple of ground-and-pound teams, but the keys to the game were certainly the running game of Portage Central.
Yeah, their 1-2 punch was Jared Davis and Jacob Allen. Davis, 13 carries, 102 yards on the game. Allen had 12 carries for 83 yards, but his three touchdowns kind of boost him ahead a little bit. And, Carolyn, I would guess that because of that, I would give him the edge in the Wings, et cetera, player of the game totals.
Yeah, this is the Edward Rose post-game show. Carolyn Biner and Jim McKinney rejoining you in Mattawan High School. It is time now to name the Wings, et cetera, player of the game, featuring over 20 HDTV's great food and drink specials all week long. Visit their Portage and Kalamazoo locations for a taste of their award-winning jumbo wings or check out their menu on wingsetc.net. Time now for that Wings, et cetera, player of the game. And I got to go with Jacob Allen with the three touchdowns, lifting his team to victory here tonight, a 34-8 final for the Mustangs with Jacob Allen, our Wings, et cetera, player of the game.
And it could have been, you know, Jared Davis. It could have been Ryan Mergener. And we are obviously not, you know, have a hard time giving it to a unit, but there were times when the Portage Central offensive line acted like they wanted to be player of the game because of the way they played. But Jacob Allen, I think, is a really, really good choice. Three touchdowns, did a great job of straight up north and south running, and so congratulations to Jacob and Portage Central on the victory tonight.
Portage Central 34-8 over Mattawan. We'll take another timeout and look ahead in the schedule for both these teams and our broadcast as well. That's coming up after this timeout. This is the Edward Rose postgame show on 1660 The Fan.
I'm a sheep, I admit it. Not in everything, but in driving, I generally follow the accepted behavior and speed of those traveling around me. Hi, this is Bruce from Bruce's Truck and Auto Accessories and Rhino Linings of Mattawan. Because everyone else is doing it seemed to be a good logical excuse as a kid, so I can just imagine the nice police officer saying, "So, Bruce, just because everyone else is driving 10 miles an hour over the speed limit, passing in the right lane over a cliff, does that mean you would too?" I would have to plead the fifth. Where I'm going with this is cruise controls are a great way to maintain the speed you choose and not follow the wrong crowd. We install the Rostra all-electronic, no-vacuum cruise control. They are very accurate and a great way to watch your speed. Call us at 668-4511 for an appointment or stop on in. We are a quarter mile north of I-94 at exit 66 in Mattawan. Bruce's Truck and Auto Accessories and Rhino Linings. Better quality, better service, better get to Bruce's.
For some of us, gambling can make us lose more than a few dollars. We may lose our jobs, lose our homes, and slowly but surely we'll lose the people we love. We're at a loss as to why we can't control our gambling. We lose years struggling with an addiction we didn't even know we had. For free confidential help, call the Michigan Problem Gambling Helpline to speak with a counselor. Call 1-800-270-7117. It's time to win your life back. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Community Health and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
I remember the moment. I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family. The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Go. 34-8, the victory here tonight for Portage Central. Carolyn Binder and Jim McKinney back with you from Mattawan High School for one more time. Looking ahead on the schedule for Mattawan as they fall here tonight and fall to 1-2 on the season. They're headed out on the road, I should say, to Benton Harbor. And the Portage Central Mustangs now 3-0 on the year. They're going to be at home facing Stevensville Lakeshore, one of the powerhouses here in the Smack West. And I don't know if we got a final score on, we had a halftime score for the Stevensville Lakeshore game and they were actually trailing 21-6, but Lakeshore perennial powerhouse here in the conference, and that certainly will be a battle next week for Portage Central. They'll have Stevensville Lakeshore at home next week. We're going to be headed back to the KVA for a matchup between Hackett Catholic Central as they host Olivet, and that will be a tall test for the Fighting Irish.
Yeah, Olivet's got a good offense this year and a pretty good defense as well, and Hackett lost some good players from last year. But again, you know, you never can tell on the KVA. Things get a little crazy and can happen. That'll be out at Sison Rapids Class and Fields, and you'll be out there with
Someone.
I think I know who it's going to be. I'm going to be on this weekend. I'll rejoin you at one of my old stomping grounds when I was in high school, that being McCamley Field, 2 weeks from now. So
warm up the vocal cord for Sison Rapids Clawson Field, because that's where we're going to be next week right here on the broadcast. Of course, the pregame coverage starting there at 6:45. And that will just about do it here. From Matawan High School, lots of people to thank, including both the Matawan and Portage Central Athletic Departments. Cannot forget about Bill Jakes helping us put up our beautiful sign under the scoreboard here at Matawan High School. For my producer, Joe Varcola, and my broadcast partner, Jim McKinney, I'm Carolyn Binder saying one more time, Portage Central with the victory over Matawan here in Matawan, 34-8, the final score. The preceding broadcast has been a production of 1660 The Fan High School Live and Midwest Communications. Thanks for listening, everyone. So long.
You've been listening to live high school football action on 1660 The Fan. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Meyer, where the math always works in your favor. Bruce's Truck and Auto. Better get to Bruce's. Edward Rose and Son. Go to edwardrose.com today. Romance Gardens. High quality, low prices, great customer service. And Wings Etc. Sports, award-winning wings, and lots of other great stuff. This has been a presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and Midwest Communications.